Well, the Spartan football team is basking in the glow of an impressive regular season, 11-1, and the prospect of going to our first Rose Bowl since 88. Here to look back on Saturday and to look ahead at the conference championship game Saturday night against Ohio State, WKAR current sports host Al Martin.
How you doing, Mark? You know, when I heard you at the beginning of the show talk about that Alabama-Auburn game, I'm glad you're still alive after watching it, okay? Crazy, right?
I'll tell you, for everything that happened to me over the weekend, it was a nice, rich, busy. It was like 1 hour, it was really stimulating, and the next hour is really relaxing, which I think is kind of how it should go. I think that Auburn-Alabama game was in a way, the emotional focal point of the whole weekend. It was just amazing.
I died, came back to life after. I mean, it was one of the best college football endings you will ever see in the game. Unbelievable, Mark.
Can you imagine the YouTube hits?
Have you seen the reaction videos?
Well, I saw some of them live. I haven't seen any of them played back.
Oh, they are hilarious! If you have not seen the reaction video, so that run back, you got to look on YouTube. There are hundreds of them, Mark. I lost my mind watching. My mom lost her mind watching it. Okay, she doesn't even like football.
Well, after Auburn pinned Alabama so deep in their own offense, in their own territory, the one yard line. One play later.
Yeah, one
play
later.
They go the length of the field, and then it all turns again.
Crazy game.
Really incredible. Well, Saturday, for Michigan State, Saturday wasn't as impressive a win as a lot of fans probably would have preferred, but a W is a W. Give us your takeaway of the Minnesota game.
Yes, I tell you what, it was a business trip for the Spartans. The Spartans, they took care of business. I mean, Connor Cook looked very comfortable as usual. What really was surprising in that game, though, Mark, if you look at that Minnesota game, was that Minnesota actually, had the ball. The time possession difference between Michigan and Minnesota was really a standout for that game. Minnesota had the ball most of the game in comparison to the Spartans, but they were still able to be efficient when they had the ball. Connor Cook, I thought he was great again. Jeremy Langford, I mean, how good has he been, especially looking at last season when you lose Le'Veon Bell, a power back. He was their offense last season. To see what Jeremy Langford has evolved into for this Spartan team, he's going to be very key, especially this week in Indianapolis against Ohio State.
How important is it to execute better on offense, though, this coming Saturday?
Oh, it's crucial. You know, you can't have any lapses going against Ohio State. And it's something else, because when you look at this matchup between Ohio State and Michigan State, Ohio State has not played a defense as good as the Spartans. This is the number one defense in the nation statistically. OSU has not played, as good as they are on offense, OSU has not played a defense like the Spartans, and vice versa. This defense hasn't gone against a powerhouse offense, which is the best in the Big Ten in the Buckeyes. So it's going to be a clash, but you cannot, like you said, Mark, you cannot have mistakes, little mistakes, especially penalties, in this game this Saturday.
It's interesting, though, too, to consider what happened in Ann Arbor on Saturday, though, because even though our offense wasn't as dynamic as we would have liked, I mean, Ohio State had an even less impressive win in Ann Arbor. Our colleague Joe Rexroad wrote that neither Michigan State nor Ohio State are at full momentum.
Right.
Do you think they'll put all of that behind them come Saturday night?
Well, you have to. From perspective, going into the Big Ten championship game, you got to start off and have a mindset of a clean slate, Mark, no matter what. I mean, that momentum that you would like to have, you would like to have a little more momentum for both of these teams coming to this game. You would like to have that, but you got to start with a clean slate, and you got to just be efficient. Like I said, I go back to being efficient with the football. I mean, you got to do the little things right in this game, and I think that's what it's going to come down to, Mark. But when you look at that game against OSU in Michigan, you got to be encouraged if you're a Spartan fan looking at how Michigan was able to score against Ohio State. Cook has got to be looking at that game saying, okay, because if you look at it, I think Michigan State's offense, as of right now, is better than Michigan's. And you look at the amount of points that they were able to put up against OSU, you got to be encouraged looking at that.
Well, Jeff Seidel of the Free Press wrote that University of Michigan has offered MSU a blueprint. Get it? Blueprint.
Yeah. I like this. Clever.
For how to beat Ohio State, namely throw the ball against a very suspect pass defense. Should we expect more throwing from Connor Cook or a lot of throwing?
He hit it right in the head. Yeah. That secondary for Ohio State is the biggest weakness for that defense. Connor Cook is going to have to get it to his receivers down the field. Benny Fowler, guys like Tony Lippett, Keith Mumphrey, Those guys are going to have to come up with big catches. And again, looking at the play calling, I thought Dave, from a play calling perspective, Dave Warner has gotten, and Jim Bowman have gotten better as the season has gone on. Let it fly against this Ohio State defense, and I think they will be successful. And receivers got to catch the football as well.
Everyone's hoping for an MSU win here, but just assuming the worst for just a second, where do you think MSU heads should we lose the Big Ten championship game in terms of a bowl game?
I tell you what, Mark, I think either way, Michigan State is going to be, you know, knock on wood, because you never know with the BCS, you never know with that computer, but I think either way, win or lose, Michigan State does go to Pasadena and play in that Rose Bowl. If they just stay in that top 14, if they stay in, win or lose this weekend, if they stay in that top 14, of course they will if they win. Even if they lose, they stay in that top 14, they automatically, I think, will go to the Rose Bowl.
Meanwhile, Ohio State's explosive offense goes up, as you said, against the nation's best defense. Blinding force meets immovable object. Is that right. Really the focal point of the game?
That is, without a doubt, because you talk about, this is, like you said, Mark, if there's had been any consistent aspect to this Spartan team, it's been the defense, and it has been that way for years, these past few years. Michigan State's defense is the best in the nation. Ohio State's defense, offense, is the best in the conference. Those two clash. That's the storyline. I don't see what other storyline it could be, Mark.
And we don't want to shortchange Michigan State's soccer team.
Yeah.
For the first time in many, many years, the men's soccer team has made it to quite an esteemed level in terms of the NCAA tournament.
Unbelievable. The Spartans now, you got to be feeling good if you're a Spartan fan. You got the number one basketball team in the nation. MSU is the football team is playing for the Big Ten Championship. The soccer team is going to the Elite Eight for the first time, Mark, since 1968 when they won a share of the NCAA title. I mean, that's a long, long time. They will play Notre Dame, actually, this Saturday at 7 p.m. Notre Dame beat Wake Forest 4-2. Notre Dame this Saturday. Yep.
And how are you marking next Saturday?
Well,
what's your Saturday routine like?
I tell you what, well, you know what, Mark? We are actually, Current Sports is hitting the road, and we're going down to Indy to cover that Big Ten championship game between MSU and OSU. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Indy. I've never been to Lucas Oil Stadium. It should be a fun time. So we'll have a lot of stuff on the web, a few stories on the web, and also Current Sports TV. We'll have some material for that next week, the following week after that game. So.
Excellent. Well, WKAR, Current Sports host on television and on radio, Al Martin. Thanks, Al. Have fun in Indy.
Thanks a lot, Mark.